Light workers on the planet Earth, Nadi Yolanda in hierarchical board conclave on one of our special Wednesday sessions in Miami Meta Center. This that has been revealed to me in this very important period and focus of light is probably one of the most important understandings that a light worker on this planet is ever going to understand, to hear, and to work with. If no other point is ever revealed, is ever sustained, and is ever determined by you as a light worker, then at least you will have the foundation for your eternal future. It is that important, and it has been given to me to say it in exactly that manner. A light worker is one who works in the light, with the light, for the light. Nothing else matters. No other thought must ever enter the consciousness. No other desire must ever be the purpose. No other function can ever supersede it, regardless of what you think intellectually, emotionally, or personally, no matter who you are, no matter what position you play upon this planet. What does it mean to be in the light? It means that you were created of the light, which is God, and therefore you can never be out of the light because light is in you. No matter what you've ever done in this life, no matter what you've ever thought, no matter what you have ever said in this life or in any past life, you still are in the light because you are of the light. A light worker works with the light. There is no other way to work, not intellectually, not emotionally, no matter how much a problem aggravates the personality that you are expressing. You can work successfully only with light, which is God in you. And since you can never be away from God, or God can never be anyplace else but within you, therefore you must work with the light. You must work for the light. Many of us have wondered really what we are doing here, what we're accomplishing here, and how nice it would be to be someplace else than on this messy earth, which is going through the most despicable cleansing period to anyone who is of the light. We are here for the light. That's the reason why we've been born. That's the reason why we are light workers. This is the reason we chose to come, regardless of who we are, no matter how evolved we are, no matter what revelations we have ever had in our meditations of the place where we came from and where we're going to. We came for this purpose. There is a special code that was given to me today. Perhaps it's occurred to many of you before, and I'm the last one to get it, but I'm going to share it with you anyhow. Enlighten it. But re-spell it in the English language anyway. I-N, light, I-N. Enlighten. What can you do with this code? I am in the light. And the light in me is in all other things that I see, that I touch, that I think about. You have a problem? Someone aggravates you? A situation is not the way you like it? Your body hurts. Your mind is confused. The place where you happen to be at the moment be it job or school or family or society or community, is not to your likening, enlighten it. You have no other choice as a light worker. See the situation, see the person, see the condition. You are in the light, therefore, the light in you puts the light or sees the light in that situation, person, or condition. There can be no other choice for you. You are not allowed the privilege of griping, of seeing critically what the other person or what that situation has wrong with it. You do not have that privilege if you're a light worker. This is the discipline. This is the difficulty. This is why we link together in this network of light workers in this Mark Age Meditations network, to give each other strength, courage, and to hold on with everything we've got to see that not only I do this, but my immediate associates do this, and that every single one of you hearing the sound of these words, this truth, whether you read it or hear it, or whether someone just tells you about it, does the same thing. Because only in the unification of the light workers are we going to be able to eliminate those things that we feel critical about, or that we just don't like anymore, or that we don't want to see manifest any longer. We are in the light, and in that lightened consciousness, we must see only the light in every other thing that exists, be it a person, a place, a situation, a condition, or a lower kingdom. That is our power and our privilege to raise those of other conditions or of lesser understanding. Let us then link together as we are in this meditation, see, first of all, our own problem, our own point of difference, criticism, aggravation. Let us individually see the personal and private screen that every one of us has. We call it the third eye. I sometimes like to think of it as our inbuilt television, our private channel, which it really it is. Each one of us is a channel. Therefore, each one of us can turn that channel on to our link with God, the God self within. So turn on your television set. Open up your channel. Picture in there the person or the situation that seems to trouble or disturb you. First of all, you know you are in the light. You've opened up the channel, therefore the channel is now enlightened. The light is on in that private screen in your third eye or forehead. Put the person and situation in there. Put them in motion. See the light in them. They, too, or that situation, too, was created only by one force that exists. Light, God, truth, reality. No matter what is manifesting on the outer, that person, that situation has God within it. It is your privilege, your function as a light worker to see that light. Now put that person or situation acting, reacting, performing in the light as you yourself are in the light too, and that is your function. What you're doing is light work. You put that person in the light. Perform or see as a director the person or situation acting in the light. You've turned it on. You've turned him on. You've turned it on. Now we, as light workers in this network, linked up together, are giving you personally strength right now, because each one of us is doing exactly this. Therefore, I am giving you strength, even though I don't know the name of the person you're working with or the particular personal situation that is difficult for you in your life. But I'm amplifying, I'm strengthening, I'm putting my light in your situation. And so are all of those in this room where I am speaking. So are all of those linked together in this Mark Age Meditations Network. So are all lightworkers throughout the earth aware of Mark Age, aware of this network, or not doing the same thing. They are giving you power, strength, and desiring your allegiance to the light. They need you to do this. You need them to help you. Here is our strength in unification, in linking. Now for the entire week after this meditation, you will take that same person and that same situation, and you will turn on your channel of light and put them in the light, working with them in the light, praying for them in the light, knowing that the light in them is operating, for you will see it no other way. Do this at least once every single day, and you will see a change, not only in yourself, which of course is extremely important, but in that very person or situation that you have put that much energy, that much thought, that much love, that much light in. Enlighten it now. It is enlightened. You are enlightened because of it.
To work with this special spiritual code that Yolanda just has mentioned to us, to enlighten things, people, situations, let us consider this. Know yourself to be in the light of spirit. Know that spirit itself is light, and that therefore, since we are part of spirit, each one of us is in the light of spirit, and the light of spirit is in each one of us at all times. So, as we think of it at first, knowing that eventually it will become somewhat automatic and will not have to be repeated, let us consider ourselves at all times being in the light of spirit, and that the light of spirit is in us. Since spirit is all that is, really, and since spirit is in all other persons and all creations, then we know that this light of spirit is everywhere. Thus, as we can see ourselves in this light of spirit, as we can see spirit enlightening us from within, and then further, as we can see each person, each thing, each event in the light of spirit, this is what we eventually will come to see and what eventually will come to be for all mankind, for all creation on the earth, for the earth itself. Then, as we become proficient at this, as we have this policy of seeing the light of spirit in us, seeing us in the light of spirit, seeing all other persons and things in the light of spirit, and the light of spirit in all other things and persons, then we will be able easily to place persons and situations, all creations, in the light of spirit, to see it in the light of spirit, and thus to know it will be in the light of spirit. Let us do that now in this meditation and at all times as we think of it. Thank you.